Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to have a conversation with you. Of course, we want to have a conversation with you, as Brown Sugar laughs at me. So give us a call, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also join us in the chat room. Go to smoothdrama.com and just dive in. We have a lot of fun, and we talk about pretty much everything. It's a lot of crazy stuff that happens in that chat room. Crazy.
I love the chat room.
Yes. So smoothdrama.com, you can come in, be anonymous, and be all that you can be in the smoothdrama.com chat room. We social media. If you ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, who I had a very weird conversation with today. We'll just say, if you want to have a weird conversation, jump to the Smooth Drama group, and Mr. J will oblige you with some of the weirdest stuff that you can ever imagine. Smooth Drama chat room and Smooth Drama group, Facebook, and pretty much anywhere you find us on social media. Add us, follow us, whatever. We'll add you, follow you, whatever back. Cause that's how we roll. Smooth Drama. Oh man. And speaking of rolling, I want to give, before we get started, Brown Sugar, I want to give a special shout out to these motherfuckers that hit my car. And bust my window out. You know. Special shout out to y'all.
For real? We doing, we rolling like that. For real.
That's how we rolling. You know what? Apparently just doing that just makes your day.
You know, I feel like that too.
I'm not gonna say nothing bad. You know what? Because y'all was like, you know, you shouldn't be wishing cancer and all that other stuff on people. So I'm not even gonna say nothing bad about you. You know what? Just do you, boo boo. Do you. Hopefully you won't be calling somebody boo boo one day.
What?
And I'll leave with that. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you go to correctional facilities and you have to bring people there and call them boo-boo.
Well, you know, I'm likely to believe that if anybody did do that, they've already had that experience.
Maybe.
So
maybe not.
That's nothing for them. Yeah, well, you just don't wake up one day and decide to, you know, break into people's homes and cars and bust people's windows out. You've probably been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that you did wake up and just say, I'm going to break into people's cars and homes.
Well, all I'm saying is that I'm sure you weren't there first. You didn't pop their cherry, I'm sure. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, on that note, I can't add nothing to that though, because we talk about the apocalypse. So I ain't shocked by it. It's one of those things. It was there before the apocalypse, and the apocalypse is just, it's out here. It's like the bulldog. They out there.
It's just another layer added on.
I mean,
you know,
speaking
how you
of layers.
That scab, it just keeps festering over.
I don't pick my scabs, though. I never did.
Oh, I don't either. But sometimes, yeah. You know, you might knock it or, you know, it might fall off too soon. I don't pick scabs either. I think that's disgusting. But,
Yeah. So, thinking of scabs and stuff like that, we're still on the election stuff, but it's pretty much over. And, man... I
feel like this is going to be another, it's just, I don't know. I don't feel like it's ever going to be over. I think now this is going to be more nonsense going into 2021.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we getting there. I mean, because it's the apocalypse, right? So, you saw the people celebrating. The liquor store said they sold a lot of champagne. Folks were just dancing. You know, they're like flashing to different cities. I mean, like folks was boogieing. I mean, they was getting it in boogieing. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Then you have the other side. You know, they. they're all upset. They're talking about they're gonna have a million man march this weekend to Washington D.C.
No, it's the million mega march. Mega march.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, it's gonna, so I'm gonna say if you're in the D.C. area, you probably won't go on vacation. Like. You won't just, I don't know, be somewhere. Just leave on Friday, cause I'm just gonna say it's probably a lot of COVID coming to town. It's just cause that's what they do. It's a lot of COVID coming to town. So if you're in DC, don't go outside. I mean, if you can't leave town, you know, when they were talking about bleach, I would go and run and get like 3 things of bleach and I would spray, I would mix it, bleach and water, and I would just spray it all over my house or apartment or whatever.
You can stock up on bleach anyway, though, because people are already out there.
But what I'm saying is no, because it's gonna be some extra COVID out there, right? It's gonna be extra COVID. Yeah, because folks is coming from everywhere, and you know most of these folks, you figure they probably got double COVID. They probably got double COVID. So
you know what? Now that you say that, I kind of agree because these might be the rally people too that have been to all the rallies and yeah, you're right. So it is going to be some double COVID out there.
Yeah. So
some extra
get your bleach. Have your bleach water bottle. Look, you ain't got to worry. So long as you wherever you are, you just that bleach water in the air around you. You should be all right. Just a tip from me. Bleach will never let you down. Never, ever. And if people say they don't believe in bleach, you can't trust their ass.
Oh.
I'm saying. I can't trust. Nope. If you don't believe in bleach, I can't trust you. I'm looking at you side eye. I'm just saying.
I use bleach at home, but I don't believe in using it outside and spraying it on people. No.
I didn't say that. I didn't say spray it on people. I said if you're going to be out, I said you get a bunch of bleach. And if you own, if you're, you happen to be a homeowner or you're somebody, you just spray it in your area. Just have the bleach air. Just that bleach air. Just put it out there.
So when you spray it in the air, where is it going to land? Like, is it landing? Where is it landing?
It's in your vicinity. Look, bleach kill everything. That's what I'm talking
it
about.
Does.
Right.
Yeah.
So you going to have a lot of dirty people in D.C. this weekend. Lots of dirty people. How do you protect yourself? Bleach. I'm just putting it out there. See, I may be maniacal with it, but if I knew that I was going to be in the Midwest or someplace like that where the dirty people are, I know I'm typecasting, but I'm just saying.
I'm about to spray. Boy, you just going in today.
Yeah, I'm spraying. I'm a little perturbed. Perturbed. Use my words today.
Yeah, we're gonna reach out later on.
I would wear my hazmat suit and I would spray bleach all over it and just walk around. It'd be, you had that. Hey, what's that smell? Bleach, mother. Bleach. That's anyway. So I was upset. You know, I'm coming down. So I saw something that happened in Thailand. And during the apocalypse, this shouldn't happen. So these scientists in Thailand developed a coating for socks that kills bacteria and cures smelly feet.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing, right?
No, that's horrible. That's the worst thing that I done heard. So,
why?
Because now you're going to have folks like, you know what? I ain't even got to wash my feet. I can just put these socks on. See, I'm saying you're encouraging, in the age of COVID, you're encouraging these nasty bastards to, I don't even need to wash my feet no more. I'm saying.
So what if people are washing their feet and they just, you know, there's some people who sweat profusely and they just, you know, they have sweaty hands, they have sweaty feet, they have sweaty armpits, and they bathe. It's a condition. So.
Right. Yeah, I ain't talking about them. You're talking about what, 5%? Talking about 5% of the population.
Well, okay, but I'm saying the invention is good for them. Like when
5%.
I said, oh, that's good. I'm glad for those 5%.
Okay. Well, 5% of the population, they have a condition. The other 95, just some nasty bastards. And now they're going to be like, no, I'm saying they're going to believe that I don't need to wash my ass no more because I got these socks. I ain't got to wash my feet. I can just put these socks on. I'm just saying.
Well, I hope people do not go to that extent. But, I mean, I feel like those people aren't taking baths anyway. So it really doesn't matter whether the invention is happening or not. They're not washing up properly anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're cleaning yourself on a regular basis, you're not going to stop cleaning yourself because of the socks.
Okay.
That's just in your habit to do it. No.
I stand by my thesis. This whole thing. No, what I'm saying is my thesis about the apocalypse is this. When we talk about fatigue, this is do the right thing fatigue. Folks are fatigued with high. I stand by my thesis. That's I'm stuck right there. I don't care what nobody say. I'm a ride or die on, yeah, we can talk about doing the right things, whatnot. We can talk about practices and wash. People don't want to wash their hand. They don't want to wash their ass. They don't want to clean. It's too much for them. So I'd rather go out with no mask. I'd rather shoot people instead of using soap and do proper hygiene. That's my thesis.
Wow.
That's my critique.
That's extreme.
No, it's not. That's the reality.
I mean,
that's
so
reality.
You know, I just feel like people who are shooting people can't be clean either. No, they're dirty too. I mean, they are dirty, but they're dirty.
Okay, so let's think about the mentality of somebody who's mad because you tell them you should wear a mask. And you feel like, I'm a take your life because you're telling me to do the right thing. See, that's, you know, you talk about a dirty mind. It's psychological, but it's physical also. I'm guessing deodorant ain't a regular for them. I'm going to guess that soap ain't a regular for them. Hygienic practices are not a regular for them. I'm just taking an educated guess. So it's a spiritually dirty.
Okay. All right. I agree with that.
Well, I mean, because we can talk about, you know, racist. You can say all that, but at the end of the day, you're just spiritually dirty, and it manifests.
I agree with that.
All
in other
aspects
ways
of your life. Just being clean and being right, it's not important. It never will be. It just makes too much
sense. I would agree with you.
But you know what? I'm not gonna talk about that. No, I'm gonna talk about something that would make you real happy. Cause y'all favorite season, Christmas season, is coming up, and you know, the worst time of the year. It's right around the corner. It's the worst time of the year. And we're in the apocalypse. So the worst time of the year is coming up. So you're going to have folks getting robbed trying to get Christmas presents. You're going to have folks boosting, running in out of grocery stores. Folks going to get robbed at gunpoint with their Christmas presents. All this stuff is on the table. People going to get shot over video games, virtual reality, consoles, glasses, all that. All this is on the table now. I mean, if we want to paint a picture, let's paint a correct picture of this time, the most wonderful time of the year that they always say. This is when the homicides go up exponentially. But I didn't come to talk about that. I was actually going to talk about
that. I'm just like, I'm at a loss for words tonight. Wow.
Yes, I got venom, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some nice stuff. Marks and Spencer, they have a new Christmas pastry just for you, brown sugar.
Kind of that.
It's a cronut style pastry, has delicious flaky layers, and its name, Santa's Yum Nut.
What?
Yep. Marks and Spencer are selling Santa's Yum Nut. And their commercial is, who wants a bite of Santa's Yum Nut?
What flavor is that?
I'm never going to find out.
I mean, I'm not into cronuts anyway, but I'm like, what flavor is that? Is that like peppermint flavor or?
I don't know. You're going to have to look up Marks and Spencer. I'm not going to be trying Yum Nuts ever. So I guess if there's anybody out there, you're going to try a Yum Nut, please take a picture.
I mean, like I said, I'm not a fan of, what is it, a cronut? I know it's a croissant and a donut.
No, it's a Yum Nut. It's Santa's Yum Nut.
I'm not understanding that.
I know. I'm just saying. So if anybody has the good fortune to be experiencing the fine dining moment with a Yum Nut, please take a picture with the Yum Nut in your mouth and tell us what it tastes like.
Wow.
Wow. I bring this up because, you know, realistically, the past 2 weeks and, you know, specifically the past 2 or 3 days, white folks, y'all have lost y'all damn minds. It's like, it's almost to the point. I'm like, the fatigue, I'm fatigued with white folks' fatigue. It's like, y'all still stressed out. What y'all stressed out over? Why are we stressing?
They have a lot.
This election, it's been so much. I mean, maybe if you're stressed out, maybe you need a Yum Nut in your mouth. Maybe that's what it is. You haven't had a Yum Nut yet. So have a Yum Nut and a smile. And maybe some of the election stress will leave you. I mean, because we know y'all still on the brink of civil war. And it's funny because, 70 million people voted for Trump. Now, to put that in perspective, we got to keep putting this in perspective. It was record turnout from everybody. Record turnout. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about we say in our lifetime, this is one of the worst. And I mean, we talk about historically, one of the worst presidencies ever. I mean, he's checked the box on everything that makes you a horrible leader. One, he petty as hell. He on Twitter going back and forth with people. You on Twitter. You on social media going back and forth with people. I mean, and he lies. Him and Pence, I think Pence is a better maniacal liar, because Pence could like lie with a stiff face and just like and look through you and like chill you, right? Like it's like they say when there's a possession that goes on, it gets cold in the room, whatnot, when the evil spirit enters. Mike Pence has that evil spirit lie, where Trump just, I mean, he just lies and he'll say something and it's an amazing lie. Everybody knows it's a lie, but his people still rock with him. We understand why they rock with him.
That's amazing.
We understand why they rock with him, but it's like, so he inspires corruption. You know, if corruption is at an all-time high. He also has He's inflamed folks to the point where everybody's mad. See, normally in normal presidencies, it's one side or the other that's upset. So, for example, when Obama was president, it was just white people that was upset, right? And George Bush is president. Well, pretty much all the other presidencies, black folks was upset. Everybody is upset.
Yeah.
But this dude has made it where black folks, white folks, he got Jews fighting each other. The Jews for Trump. I mean, he got everybody upset. It's like the word that we use, unprecedented. He's raised the hate level to an unprecedented
High.
Yeah. It's been funny as hell to watch. Me personally, I've enjoyed all 4 years. I think Trump.
Have you?
Yes. Trump's been great. You know, So where people would try to hide, there's no middle ground. You know, it's always been a nice, cushy middle ground where, you know, you can say, if you're a racist person, you say, I'm not racist. I have black friends. You can say that shit, right? And be like, well, they can't be racist. They have black friends. Or look at all the black dick that they suck. They can't be racist. Right? Then you have now where it's pronounced. It's very pronounced. Where straight down the middle. Either you're on the right side or you're on that other side. And then even then it's all problematic because on the quote unquote right side, you still got a group of people who I could say is evil, but on the low pretend like they're not evil and have their own agenda that doesn't fit our agenda. Which is basically, shit, we just don't want to get killed. We don't want to get beat. We just want to have the opportunity to live life.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's it.
We're simple.
Just the very basic.
Right. I just want to go to the lake and be able to barbecue without somebody calling the police. It's not asking for a lot. Not asking for a lot at all. I just want barbecue at the lake. Simple
stuff.
Without
my peace being disturbed. You were right about that.
You know what I'm saying? That's what black folks are talking about. That's all we want. But you got folks that want to hijack and make causes their own. But I digress. Point is, Trump has been good because basically, and I ain't saying good at the job, but I'm saying good at highlighting differences because, folks, Trump make everybody feel comfortable being who they are. So if you racist as hell and you got hate in your heart, it done came out. You know, you got folks on the internet, you know what? Y'all tripping. The Confederate flag and these Confederate heroes, that's just part of history. It's a tradition. It's not racist. And you see people saying it with a calm face, with that Mike Pence face. Trump's been good for that. And I will say this once again. A record number of people signed up, and Joe Biden barely won.
Barely won.
And a record number of people signed up. Record number of people signing up means that it's supposed to be an easy landslide victory.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing.
No.
I mean, I wasn't really expecting him to win, to be honest, but, you know, he barely
won. Well, they still, they, you know, they still going to try to do something. And, I mean,
yeah,
it would be the ultimate if somehow they made it where Trump was president and Biden and Kamala Harris just wasn't president and vice president, and it was Trump and Pence again. I think people would lose their natural born mind. Because you saw the celebrations. I saw people boogieing. They was dancing. It was the club in every city. And I was just like, man. So I was like, man, I need to go to the mailbox because there's definitely going to be a check in the mail, or maybe I need to check my bank account because there's going to be some money that shows up the way people celebrate. I celebrate when I got money. That what they were celebrating for. I'm like, well, Joe better deliver. I don't get my student loans knocked off. Guess what? I'm going to spend the next 7/8 quarters of this administration talking shit. Now, he gets rid of my student loans. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I am literally, and I will post it on all my social media. I will get a picture. I will print out a color picture. And I'm talking about high resolution. I'm going to make sure I use up all my good ink.
Mm-hmm.
High resolution brown paper. I'm printing it and I'm going to laminate it. And on it, I'm going to Photoshop Lord Biden on it. I will pray Lord Biden. That's what's
going
to happen.
We're not going that far.
Watch.
Let's not go that
Watch
far.
Me. Hey, his ass, if he gets rid of the student loans like he says he is, he keeps his promise, I will praise him. I will start the show off by praising Lord Biden. If he does it.
Well, you know what? Actually, that would be something that he kept his word. So that I would be like in awe of. Just the mere fact that he kept his word.
Yeah. Yep. So he don't keep his word. Fuck him and everything he stands for. And everybody that he know and they know.
Well, I mean, it ain't like he like any of his friends anyway.
Probably don't.
You know,
but,
those
yeah.
would not be your friends.
No, they won't be. But I'm just saying.
No.
There's only one way I'm praising him. Keep your promises. If not, I don't give a damn who's running next time. I'm voting for them. Just out of spite. Don't lie to me, Joe. I'm counting on you. Don't lie to me.
Are
Take
you
me
kidding?
Seriously. As a heart attack. I'm going all the way in. Just like it was wrecking up, people are going to think I'm crazy. I'm going to be like, he lied to me, and that's
it. I'm just saying, for you to even put that much faith into that, I'm surprised.
No, it's not faith.
I mean, you just take,
it's reality.
You just take, well, no, you just take what he says with a grain of salt and just be glad when it happens, and when it doesn't, it's not a surprise.
Sure.
Right?
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go on break. And we're going to marinate on that. This is the Far Side. Soul Flower. I'm taking it with my time. 50 years of ignorance and impossible shit. People promise you all the day, but I'm
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the Far Side Soul Flower. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
All right. So first, I want to acknowledge nobody in the chat. No, actually, Bring It Boy.
What?
That dude is crazy. I don't know what the hell he be talking about in the chat room, but you know what? Do you, homie? Good to. Well, I don't know. I just say what's up. Shout out to the Calm Humanoid and Miss T to you, boo. I see y'all. Thank you for listening. Even though all right. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we are back. In better news, well, it's not better news. We have, for your own social media pleasure, Brown Sugar, there's a new social media in town, and it's called Parler, a.k.a. Redneck Twitter.
Okay. So I was wondering, because you know how we always, or people always talk about Black Twitter. I don't tweet at all because I just don't get Twitter, but it's just too, I guess, I don't know. People say it's not that serious, but it's too abstract, I guess, for me. But I'm always looking for Black Twitter, and I'm like, where is Black Twitter? But then I hear there's no such thing as Black Twitter.
Yeah, I've never understood that. Well, Black Twitter does, yeah, that, it's just,
yeah.
People on Twitter. So apparently, all the rednecks on Twitter decided we're going to leave Twitter And we're going to go to Parler.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah, so.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yep.
I figured that you just, they say you don't get censored like you do on Twitter and Facebook, so.
Okay, so you get to be all the redneck that you want to be. You know what? They can, they can have their space. No, that's redneck safe space.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though.
Why don't you?
Know about that. I just, you know, it is, I just always considering that they, I mean, because like I had never heard of the MAGA, the Million MAGA March. I just happened to be, you know, on somebody else's page and they posted it. And I'm just like, okay, how come the news hasn't talked about this? Like, I feel like things like that need to be talked about. People need to know about it.
No, they didn't talk about the Million Man March. And I remember we were there, and they were talking about, oh, yeah, it was only like 300,000. But no, it was about 2 million people down there. It was a lot of people. Wasn't a lot of walking space.
So they, I remember it being on the news, though. I remember it broadcasting on the news.
Yeah. Yeah, it got some play, and I'm gonna guess that this little rally, the COVID rally is gonna get a lot of play this weekend.
Well, I just haven't heard anything about it on the news, and I've been, you know, lightweight watching Fox News, which I never do, but because of what's happening, I really want to know like what they're doing on their side.
Well, I think most of the journalists are just, they're like, yeah, we're not gonna go if I can't be in the helicopter above the fray. I'm not gonna be down there because they know it's probably gonna be like 2-3 million people down there, and none of them it's gonna be like 12 of them with masks on. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, and not that it's a secret, but, you know, these they're notorious for secret meetings.
That's not a secret.
I don't trust it. No, I said not that it's a secret. That's not a secret, I know, but still. I just think, you know,
they
kind of like
out front.
Monitored. Well, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm like, I'm... See, I'm going to argue the opposite. It was just like I said with Oklahoma and all the other places. Look, if they want to get together and they want to be dirty together, and if they want to spread to each other, you know what? They have the right. Damn it, that's their First Amendment right.
No,
be free and multiply.
They can't do it, or they can't rally together, or, you know, I just, like I said, I just feel like it needs to be news. It doesn't need to be swept under the rug.
It's not swept under the rug. They talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can't wait to watch it. I'll be watching this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna see, you know, where they're having the, you know, on the news, because,
yeah,
like I said, if I hadn't looked at,
yeah, but see, so
about it.
So as a potential newscaster, do you really want to cover it? See, that's the problem.
No, I don't want to be down there in it. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I haven't heard it being talked about or it being discussed any of the media platforms, like, you know, CNN, Fox, you know, any of those media platforms.
Right. So you got to put yourself in that position. If you talk about it, they may ask you to go cover it. And you don't want to go down there and cover it. One, it's going to be a whole bunch of armed to the teeth, drunk, angry, dirty. I always want to put the emphasis on dirty. Dirty, more likely COVID-infested individuals. It's a big cocktail. And we ain't going to just talk about COVID. They probably got a whole lot of other stuff that they bring to the table that is hazardous to your health. So, if you talk about it as a reporter, you may, well, guess what, Frank? Maybe you can cover it. And you're like, shh, man, come on. Don't do me like that. Because it's gonna be a lot of dirty, nasty, and on top of that,
filthy filth, huh?
All right. So now I'm hoping that the technical difficulties have abandoned and people can hear me now. Is there sound? Somebody give me somebody tell me whether or not we have sound. Yes, no. Let me see.
Better.
All right, so we're good now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. See, maybe they didn't want us talking about Ben Carson having COVID. And
that's possible. If that's what you were talking about.
I was going to go there, and then I was going to talk about the Four Seasons total landscaping. I don't know what that is, but they had a press conference at the Four Seasons total landscaping. I ain't even bothered to look it up.
So it's like a Ace Hardware or Home Depot, or it's a small, you know, gardening tool type business place. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of gardening tools, what's the over under on his wife leaving him?
You know, I was talking to someone about that a few days ago, and I feel like divorce, you know, it may not happen within the year, possibly, but it's going to happen. I mean, he's not known to keep a wife for long anyway. I think this might, this might be his longest marriage.
Well, yeah, he's president, so he needed to have a trophy wife. If you want to call her a trophy.
But, you know, everybody will say, well, she's going to stay for the money. But I'm like, it seemed like it'd be better to leave him. You'd make me have more. Well, I don't know. I've never had a rich man. But so I don't know how that works if his money just constantly flowing in. But, I mean, I would probably divorce him and just, you know, whatever my divorce settlement was. You know it's not going to be, you know. Breadcrumbs.
I don't know. I don't know if people remember that when he won the presidency, she renegotiated her prenup. Like, I need to get more money because you're a president.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened. So
wow.
That's why I said, and so. Y'all be on the lookout on the Smooth Drama site. I'm going to have a poll, and we're going to do a poll, the over under on Melania Trump, how long before she just breaks north? Like, you know what? Annie's broke, so you kind of need to leave him before everybody start hitting him for his money.
True. That is true.
Very important. You got to hit him, because if not, you let folks get to him, and then boom. So you got to get your half early. So she gonna strike. I'm giving her February.
Wow. You're not even going to let her, like, kind of marinate in not being first lady, you know, after the inauguration and all that? You think she's just going to be like, boom, you didn't get inaugurated, divorce.
The inauguration is, what, January 20th? That's like January 20th, right? Okay, so he's out of office. So you're out.
And that's
what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too soft. I think I would at least do it at the end of the year. I'd at least do it through the summer. I mean,
but why?
It's not like, why not? I mean, I don't have to be with him.
Okay.
Just remember, he was the president. He was in Washington for almost a whole year before she even came out there.
Right. So that's why I said February.
She could stay married to him for at least a year and not even, you know, see him.
For what?
The boy is almost an adult. I don't know. Like I said, I guess I care what people think too much, because I wouldn't want anyone to think.
But what they got to do with her?
Yeah, and I guess I care what people think too much.
Yeah, I don't think she gives a damn about nothing.
You could be right. I've never really tripped off of her. I mean, I know, you know, she has broken English, and that's about it. She dresses very nice, and her heels are beautiful. She can walk wonderfully in her stilettos, but other than that, I have no clue as to anything about her. So,
okay, so we just gonna go off of the empirical data that has been provided to us. When he won the presidency, she renegotiated so that she could get more money.
Yes.
So that tells us that there's a financial quotient to their relationship, right?
Well, I mean, I think that was with maybe not his first wife, but the last two,
Issue. Right, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is we established that there's a financial quotient to their relationship. Second, we established that, hey, you know what? Why am I with this dude? I've never wanted to be around him. When he tries to hold her hand, she smacks his hand away like, what the hell are you doing? That tells me that, I've only been naked around you because I had to.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they'll stay married. I just think she'll kind of, you know, all right. I say the end of the year.
All right, so when I put this survey out, this poll out, you can just say your end of the year. I'm gonna rock with February. I'm thinking that soon as he's out the White House, she's like, man, why am I rocking with you?
I mean,
He really doesn't have to anyway. So
right, and so that's my point. So I'm gonna roll to the left, because basically, if you're rolling with him, you have Secret Service for life following you around. That nobody's trying to live that life. Not if you're a free person. You're not trying to have these folks following you around everywhere. She trying to be out there in the streets.
And he would be the first president to like get a divorce, huh? I mean, he's already the first president who's had three wives, so he'd be the first one to get a divorce.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that big a deal. He'll be all right.
No, I mean, every divorce he's had has been a big deal. So why wouldn't this one be? This one would be even a bigger deal.
I think it would be something where she'd be like, well, I'm leaving. Deuces, bitches. And that would be it.
Yeah, the media would be all over that. They were all over his first two divorces.
Yep. I didn't pay attention, but okay.
Well, I was into the tabloids back in the day. So
back in the day.
Yeah.
No more. All right.
No, okay. Not anymore. I'm not, no. Not right. Celebrities, no.
Not celebrities. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go on break again. This is Killer Mike, Ghetto Gospel.
My bed, holding my head, trying to make this cake like a baker and get some bread. My mama said, hustle and love come with fear. Time to the crime, you better have to be prepared. For what comes with it, the killing is gonna get you. Snorting bitches, snitching, often they get it with it. While the real sex is prison, the right away while they hit it. And all because I say dope shit, they on a mission. To nail my black ass to the wall with a conviction. I pray the law, give me a real and all this is breaking when I'm in trouble, I'm speaking with. I play on my game, but I'm fixing like George Shaw. I must be in the church, playing this ball wall. My mama took me to the view, they didn't look at my car. She was being told my dick, they didn't protect me from harm. But fuck this old witch, when it got a gun. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Killer Mike, Ghetto Gospel, and our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, you know, folks got mad at Keke Palmer. You remember Keke Palmer?
I was wait, mad about what she said, too, though.
All right, so what made you mad?
That she was an elitist. It was very elitist and judgmental of her to say what she said about people in their EBT cards.
Okay, I mean, but what about what she said that was upsetting? I mean, because I mean,
it wasn't that. It was. I really don't. She probably didn't mean it the way people. And that's the thing about like social media is sometimes you're just saying something and you're just like having a conversation, just like how me and you are having it now in your head and you're typing it. But one person can read it with a different inflection in their head and take offense.
Okay.
And like I understood what she was saying, but at the same time, you know, people who aren't in those circumstances don't really get to dictate how people spend their money.
Okay.
That's what people were upset about.
All right. But see, I think when I was talking about people being mad because they don't want to do right, so, I mean, because one of her tweets was, imagine if your EBT card could only work on healthy items. And, you know, they talked about food deserts. And, I mean, she'd been replying to fans talking about pumped up cost of healthier foods. And so they're saying that she missed the multiple points, including the difficulty of eating healthy and food sparse regions and the unavailability of healthier alternatives. All right. So we're going to retry this again. Y'all killing me, Smalls. Yeah, killing me, Smalls. Anyway, so what I'm talking about is healthy alternatives. I mean, basically, if you're cooking food, and when we talk about healthy alternatives, yes, there's a lot of food that is horrible. Canned processed food. Yeah, they don't, you know, they're more readily available, but at the same time, these processed foods, they're no good. And so fruits and vegetables are available in the hood, are they not, Brown Sugar?
Not all the time. And
no.
If I
no.
not no, not in every Not in every hood. I mean, unless you go to the liquor store, the corner liquor store, where they're three, four times higher than they would be in an already expensive grocery store.
All right.
So let's
but
just
see,
say I can shop at Whole Foods and spend, you know, $20 on some apples. They're, you know, they're more than likely to spend $25, $30 on those same apples. So prices are inflated in the hood. I mean, I know you know this.
Right, but we're talking about corner stores and liquor stores. I'm talking about if we go to the grocery store. Because
that's the problem with the hood, though. How many grocery stores are in the hood?
There's a few of them. But I guess it depends on your hood. But I've never lived in the place where there weren't grocery stores. So,
well, I will tell you where Ghazali's is. I mean, that's been there for a while, but before that came, there was none.
Okay. But see, in Oakland, there are a number of grocery stores. Oakland has Safeways. Oakland.
So if I'm a single parent on the bus, I don't drive. I'm on the bus. I mean, and I'm not making up excuses. I mean, these are actual issues that people have to deal with.
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead.
You're on the bus. Okay. You're on the bus. But what that has to do with the quality of your food? So you can buy quality. See, because it's a mindset where it's the you and no fault of your own, because a lot of people have been programmed to do the quick microwave thing, right?
Yeah.
So people don't cook their food. They're taking the time to really practice nourishment. You know, because once again, we started off talking about being spiritually dirty. And spiritually dirty is not just a religious, doesn't have religious overtones. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about their sense of value to self. Doesn't matter what you believe in or how you believe in it. It's what you believe in and the value that you ascribe to yourself. See, and so I get it. I understand people, single mothers going through hard times, but there's healthy alternatives, and then there's doing what you got to do to make what you have happening stretch. And so maybe Keke Palmer comes off wrong. Okay.
Well, yeah, because I took it as it in a like a positive way. Imagine if, you know what I mean? It's just like, imagine if cops didn't shoot black people. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if kids were all educated fairly. You know, imagine if. I mean, once I started reading the comments, I could see how people, you know, went in that direction. Especially with her being a celebrity, they're probably already thinking that she has no clue what other people struggling people are going through. But
I don't know
if she does or not. I don't know.
It's a mentality. It's a mentality.
It is. I guess it depends on where it comes from, because, you know, she was on before she became, before she got back on TV, she was doing in The Gag Is. And, you know, she was with the shits and the giggles for a minute. So it's kind of like, well, all of a sudden you want to come back. You know, you were on TV for a while and you were kind of laying low. And then you come back with some nonsense. So, You know, like I said, I think it depends on, you know, how you take it. If you have a positive outlook on people or a negative.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not privy to everything that she said, but from the gist of it, you get folks who will justify theirs by saying, oh, but yeah, you're not on EBT, but that still has nothing to do with eating healthy.
But I do think people are tired of celebrities trying to dictate how I should live when you don't have to think about what I have to think about. You have somebody cooking for you every day. You have a chef. You have a trainer. You have a makeup artist. You have people at your beck and call that are yes people all day long. I don't have that.
Okay.
So for you to compare your life to mine is like, really?
Well, I didn't see it like that. And, you know, we don't know if she has all that. One. And
she's not, I don't want to say she's braggadocious, but she doesn't mind talking about her life.
Okay.
She's open about her life. So, you know, I mean, I didn't take it personally until I read the comments. Like, I didn't think what she said was that negative until I read the comments and saw how people felt about
okay,
it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Wait,
say that again? Yeah.
Okay,
I
was saying you're kind of breaking up. I'm totally with you. Look, I see it, but I see part of her point also. My grandmother had 12 kids, and I remember we stayed there before our base housing, and we lived in a house with 20 people. And we ate good, and we didn't have money, so I don't know.
Well, you know, because I thought about that too. I thought about how people lived before, and you know how, but we don't have grandmothers like that anymore either. You know, I'm not that grandmother. You know,
part of that is, do you hold on to those way?
Do I hold on to?
All right. So that sucked.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we'll just go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right, so there's some rapper called King Von. He was killed Friday. And I'm like, we never hear about rock and roll artists getting killed every other month. Or beefing or shooting each other in the foot, in the feet. You don't hear about that, right? You don't country western artists. They not like hanging each other. And they don't have beef where one is shooting at the other, or because they lyrics they get put in jail. I'm like. These, it's another rapper dead. I don't know him. I didn't know the past three that got killed earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But rappers, just that old KRS-One song, do you ever think about when you out of here? It's like in rappers. Just getting killed. I mean, is that the hip hop way?
Yeah.
It's a hip hop thing where if you're a hip hop artist, if people ain't trying to kill you or killing you, you ain't real.
I think personally, that the so-called rappers, well, they're drug dealers, basically, really, I'll say that, that are using, are trying, they're selling drugs and rapping at the same time, and they're probably using their drug money to fund their rapping career to get out of, hopefully, drug dealing. But I just can't imagine, you know, just rappers start, you know, getting killed all of a sudden. You didn't hear about no beef with Run DMC and LL Cool J back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, really?
Well, Jam Master J did get
killed. Young dude. Yeah.
Jam Master J did
but
get
what
killed.
What was he doing? But
he
what
was
a
drug dealer.
Doing?
Yeah, he was a drug dealer. Yeah.
Yeah. Sad to say.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Mick Jagger, he got old. And
yeah.
I'm sure that there was some artists that he had beef with. But they
yeah.
not shooting each other. Just, maybe it's something that I don't know about. I would ask y'all, somebody explain to me why rappers are always killing each other. I'm asking for a friend. We just want to know.
Well, I'm asking for myself because I do want to know.
Yeah.
We need to find some young, up and coming rappers to talk to. Like, why is this okay?
Yeah. It's killing me. Like literally, it's just something that just I don't understand. I can't rock with the frequency as a hip hop guy. As a hip hop guy, it's like, man, it's like hip hop. It's got to be about murder. Like rappers getting murdered.
And that's the thing. I don't think it is hip hop. I think it's drug dealing, which now is synonymous. They go together. I mean, these young rappers feel like. Or these, you know, young drug dealers, I guess, you know, they get some money and then they want to start rapping.
Hey, you think so?
Or they want to rap and then they start drug dealing. I mean, I think they feel like, well, where else are they going to get the money from? You know, and I mean, some of them have talent and some of them don't. So, I mean, how else is it going to work out for them?
Okay, so this has been the exact opposite of awesome.
It's one of those days, huh?
Yeah, one of those days. So, speaking of one of those days, so I saw another one of what you would call cultural appropriations. People were upset
mm-hmm.
about Adele wearing African clothing, and
yeah, she had on the Jamaican
in
the
right.
in the Bantu nuts, yeah.
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 Are we still on this?
I mean, to a certain degree, yeah, because it's
okay.
beautiful and it's innovative when they do it. We've been doing it and. Then it's ghetto and it doesn't have any class and, you know.
All right, so.
We're labeled for that. We're hood
right. Right, but why are you worried about people who should bear no importance in your life anyway?
It's not that we're worried about it, but. I'd rather them, I mean, why do they have to get recognized for something we've been doing? And then it's classy and it's beautiful. You know, everything Kim Kardashian does has been done in the 80s and the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And then
but...
when she does it, it's this fantastic, innovative thing. Well, no. I mean, it's not nothing new. And so, like, with Adele, she, you know, she saw some black girl on Instagram that had the Bantu knots and the Jamaican gear on, and she was like, oh, okay. And then media does it. I don't think she had any idea that it would get, well, she should have known, but she didn't.
Okay. So, once again, I don't care what what she wears, what anybody else wears. And I don't care who says something about it, whether it's awesome or not. I don't care.
Okay.
And I'm tired
But you made a statement a while ago about black women wearing blonde wigs and you didn't trust them.
Yep.
Why is it any different? Why can't we wear a blonde wig, but she can wear her hand bantu knot?
Once again, I'm saying, why do you care? You know what? All right, we'll continue this conversation in the Smooth Drama chat room. For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.